Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Diamond Berry Podcast. I am your host, D to the B, and today we're going to be talking about a potentially touchy subject, especially amongst people in the LGBT community. We're going to be talking about a comment and a conversation that was recently had with Mario Lopez. Now, Mario Lopez recently got into some hot water with people from the LGBT community because he made a comment recently about a parent who had a three-year-old child, keep that in mind, a three-year-old child, that basically said that, you know, it's a male child, and basically he's saying that he thinks that he's a girl. And the parent is basically about to go through with, you know, the whole transgender surgery to have her child, this male child, transition to a female. And basically the comment that Mario Lopez said was basically saying that he thinks that it's too young for parents to be making that sort of decision with their children being so young like that. And so, you know, people from the gay and bisexual, lesbian, and transgender community were attacking him, saying that, you know, he's homophobic and that he's insensitive to transgender issues and such and such and such and such. And basically, in his defense, he was saying that, you know, it's not that he's homophobic. He just thinks that at 3 years old, it's just too young to have that type of a surgery. He wasn't saying that, you know, don't support your child, you know, in what they feel, but at least, you know, wait it out a little bit, because, you know, 3 years old, you know, what do they have figured out at 3 years old? But, you know, alas, the attacks kept coming, and basically, eventually, he went on the air and recanted his whole statement, saying that, you know, that he apologizes and that has educated himself more on transgender issues, and that he, you know, seeks forgiveness from the LGBT community and such and so and so and so and so. And that was it. But here's my thing. And basically, before I even start saying my two cents in this situation, let me just preface this by saying that I too am in the LGBT community. I'm gay. So, you know, don't think that, you know, my opinion is because of my sexuality. But honestly, I think that the whole situation is wrong. I think that the whole attack on Mario Lopez was wrong. I think that sometimes we in the LGBT community, we can get so sensitive that when somebody makes a comment, in our super sensitive filter, we can take things out of context and think that everybody's attacking us, when really it's not even an attack at all, you know. And because there's so many what I like to call politically correct Nazis out there, they'll go after somebody and attack them and not even see the bigger picture at hand. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I agree with Mario Lopez's previous and initial statement. I think that 3 years old is too young for a parent to have their child go through such a surgery. Now, here's the thing. Like, it might be true. It might be that that child truly does feel, and rightfully so, that they're the wrong gender. That might be the case, but even with that being said, you know, to have that type of a surgery, that's no big, small thing. That's a big, big deal. That's a big decision to make. You know what I mean? Changing your gender is not like changing socks. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? And to make that decision at 3 years old, I mean, first of all, who even remembers, what adult even remembers being 3 years old? You know what I mean? Like, can you really, truly trust that your 3 years old, 3 year old has themselves already figured out in such a way that they are certain that they are the wrong gender. Now, maybe, like I said, it might be true. It might be that your child truly is transgender, but I don't think that there's any harm or any foul in at least waiting a few years just to be sure that the same feelings that your 3 year old has is going to be the same feelings that they may have when they're, you know, 6, 7, 8, or 9, or wherever the case may be. You know, I mean, I don't think there's any harm in waiting in that. Because like I said, having that type of a surgery and having your child go through that type of a procedure, that is not a small feat, and that is not a small deal. Especially when you consider the fact that there are adult people that have gone through this surgery that later on they've changed their mind and said, you know what, I think I've made a mistake. And now they're trying to go back to their original sex. And they're adults. So when you take that into perspective, you would think that you would have extra caution when your 3 year old child comes to you and says, oh, I think I'm the wrong gender. You know what I mean? It's like children, they're children, you know, they're children. They'll come at you saying that, oh, you know, I think I'm a fairy, or I'm a Power Ranger, or I'm a mermaid. You know what I mean? It's like they're children. So I would say to any parent out there who has a child that has come to them saying that they're the wrong gender, what I'm saying, I'm not saying don't support your children or, you know, just dismiss that. You can acknowledge that and you can be supportive of how they feel. But that doesn't mean just be reckless and just go out and just have them go through such a monumental surgery like that just because they just made a comment. You know what I mean? Like, at least wait it out first, and at least it's in your best interest and the child's best interest to make sure that they are sure and that you're sure, you know? But mostly that they're sure, of course, but sometimes only time can tell that, you know? And I don't think there's any harm. I don't think that it's homophobic or detrimental to wait and to just to be sure that, you know, that this, that your child really is feeling something truthful and that they really do mean what they're saying, what they're feeling. I don't know. I just think that it just from a parental perspective, just being a parent, I think that that's the better thing to do. It's common sense, really, in my opinion, but I don't know. Apparently, common sense isn't really too common these days, apparently. Like I said, we have a lot of politically correct Nazis out here in the world, and, you know, they'll take every little thing out of context and make it into something that it's really not, you know, and all because we want to be so hyper, super sensitive about everything, and, you know, everybody is a villain. You know, and that's really not the case. Sometimes it's just, you know, you just have to be careful about these things because, you know, transgender surgery, that's, like I said, it's not like changing your surgery is like changing socks or changing your underwear, you know, that's a big step to make. So there's nothing wrong with waiting, you know, just to be sure that your child is really feeling something genuine. You know, and I hope that people think about this and not just, you know, going and attacking people. Because here's the thing, even though Mario Lopez later apologized for what he initially said, here's the thing, you know, Mario Lopez is a public figure. He probably has a staff of, you know, a publicist, an agent, a lawyer. You know, he has people that are working for him based on his position as a public figure. And being a public figure, sometimes that makes you much more of a target than anything else. And, you know, you can say, yeah, but he apologized. But how do you know that, you know, his apology wasn't just a result of, you know, his publicist or his agent saying, you know, you got to do damage control because, you know, you're going to lose endorsements. You're going to lose this and that and the other. Basically, the politically correct Nazis coming after him, forcing him and pressuring him into apologizing, you know, because I feel like that happens with a lot of public figures. Sometimes they are forced to apologize. And it's not that their apology is based off of any real conviction. It's just because they are threatened so much, you know, because they have, like I said, they have publicists and lawyers and people whose paychecks are based off of their paychecks saying, look here, ho, you better get on TV, you better get on YouTube and make an apology video, you know, before our checks start coming, stop coming, or so should I just say. So I don't know. I don't feel like Mario Lopez meant any harm with his initial statement. Like I said, I think that people are just crazy these days, and people are just, I don't know, people just like to go to the extreme with everything. And it's just crazy, you know? So that's just food for thought, y'all. Like, I don't think that Mario Lopez is homophobic at all. I think that what he was referencing was just basic good parenting, you know, not parenting that, you know, discourages your children, but just, you know, to protect your children, just in a general sense, you know, not saying that, oh, you know, if your child is saying that they're transgender, like I said, not saying that you should discourage or not acknowledge that, but make sure that they are sure before you just have them go through with such a monumental, gigantic procedure like that. That's all, you know. So, like I said, that's just food for thought, y'all. And that's all I wanted to say for this particular episode. Thank you all for listening. This is the Diamond Berry Podcast with your host, Diamond B. With your host, DB, you know what I mean. And until next time, y'all. Peace, love, and blessings.